What is up, Patriots, and welcome to the final transmission of the Daily DOGE Report. I'm your host, Caleb.
And I'm Grace. Hey, Patriots, thanks for tuning in one last time.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into the, you know, the nitty-gritty of what the Department of Government Efficiency has been up to, we've got some, well, some tough news. It looks like this is actually our last deep dive. You see, support for the show, it just hasn't quite been there.
Yeah.
And our fantastic producer, well, they felt a really strong calling to shift focus entirely to supporting our veterans, which is, you know, a truly worthy cause, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. A really important mission.
So it's bittersweet, definitely. Yeah. But we're determined to go out strong today.
Absolutely. We've really valued this chance to, you know, dig into everything happening with DOGE with all of you. So let's make this last one count.
You got it. Okay, so for anyone just joining us or maybe needs a quick refresher, the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, it was launched back in January 2025.
Right, by President Trump, an executive order, followed those interesting talks with Elon Musk.
Exactly. And the mission is pretty clear. Slash that wasteful federal spending, drag government tech kicking and screaming into the, well, into this century.
Right. And just generally make the whole federal machine run, you know, a whole lot better, more efficiently.
That's the idea. Key figures like Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, they've been involved.
Yeah. And while the big goal is efficiency, DOGE has definitely stirred things up a bit. They're looking closely at areas like scientific research funding, climate initiatives.
And especially those diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, DEI.
Right. DEI has been a big focus. We've also heard talk about potential workforce reductions, stricter immigration enforcement, too.
And it's important to remember, this whole thing is currently temporary, right? Under the U.S. DOG eService Temporary Organization.
That's right. It's currently set to wrap up its work by July 4th, 2026. So it's got a deadline.
Okay. All right. Let's dive into the whirlwind of activity we've seen just lately. Specifically, like May 3rd to May 6th of 2025, things have been moving at warp speed.
They really have.
So kicking things off on May 3rd, there was that interesting post from @CoveyDoge on X. It kind of touched on the, well, the meme origins of the whole DOGE concept.
Yeah, before it became the actual Department of Government Efficiency. It's funny how that works.
It really is. You have to appreciate the internet's influence these days, huh?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it, how something that started, you know, in internet culture gets translated into a serious government initiative. It's definitely a unique approach to public engagement, even branding government stuff.
Totally. Okay, so May 4th, this is where things really started heating up. DOGE apparently uncovered, get this, 100,000 federal employees.
100,000.
Yeah, who were potentially double-dipping, fraudulently collecting unemployment benefits while still on the federal payroll.
Wow. That's a huge number.
Right. You really can't make this stuff up. This came out via posts from @PamBondiNewsX and then @DonaldTrumpIke amplified it.
And immediately the conversation turned to, okay, accountability. What happens now? Legal action. I mean, if this is all substantiated, it points to just a massive potential area of inefficiency or, you know, outright fraud within the federal system.
Yeah.
It definitely raises big questions about oversight. You know, are the mechanisms in place working and are taxpayer funds being managed responsibly?
Seriously. Also on May 4th, Elon Musk himself went on My View with Lara Trump.
Ah.
And he reaffirmed his strong support for President Trump and his own role with DOGE. And Fox News highlighted that. So it's clear the vision for DOGE has got some heavy hitters behind it.
Yeah, that kind of public endorsement, it really underscores the high-level political backing for what DOGE is trying to do, for its objectives and the direction it's heading.
Okay, let's jump to May 5th. That was a big day for cutting the fat, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Contract terminations.
Yeah, DOGE announced on their official X account at DOGE that agencies had terminated 148 wasteful contracts just in a couple of days.
148. And the value.
The total potential ceiling value was $420 million.
Yeah.
Huge. And by cutting them, DOGE saved taxpayers a cool $198 million.
Wow. Almost $200 million right there.
Right. One example they gave, it really kind of makes you raise an eyebrow. $143,000 contract from HHS Health and Human Services.
Okay. What for?
apparently for monitoring marijuana samples.
Monitoring marijuana samples for HHS.
Yeah. I mean, you have to wonder about the necessity of that one.
Well, these figures, they show concrete steps, right, to reduce spending. And that HHS contract example, it gives a pretty clear picture of the kind of spending DGE is looking at and saying, maybe not essential.
Definitely. And the savings didn't stop there. On the same day, May 5th, the DOGE website had an update, highlighting the work the General Services Administration, the GSA, has been doing under DOGE.
Right, the GSA handles all the government property procurement, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In its first 100 days under DOGE, they managed to slash an astonishing $30 billion with a B in government-wide contract.
$30 billion.
Yep.
Incredible.
Isn't it? And it wasn't just cutting costs. The GSA has also been focusing on streamlining how they buy things, rolling back unnecessary regulations, speeding up tech modernization.
Okay, so a broader efficiency push.
Yeah, contributing to 5 presidential executive orders and working to eliminate what they're calling ideological capture.
Phrase. Basically trying to stop specific political viewpoints from having undue influence on how government functions.
Seems like it. Sounds like they've really been hitting the ground running over there at GSA, making some serious changes.
Well, if you look at the bigger picture, the GSA's achievements, assuming these numbers hold, they suggest a really significant effort to reform how the government buys stuff, you know, goods and services, trying to get more efficient and maybe align things better with the administration's priorities.
Makes sense. Okay, then came May 6th. And the focus seemed to shift pretty heavily towards those DEI initiatives we mentioned earlier.
Right. The Department of Labor made an announcement, again, via the official at DOGEX account.
Yep. They announced they'd canceled $13.6 million in DEI grants.
Okay. And the savings from that.
Projected to save taxpayers about $8.4 million. Some specifics they mentioned getting the axe. $716,000 for DEIA materials. That's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility.
Got it.
And another $398,000 for gender equity training.
So canceling these grants, it signals a pretty clear shift, wouldn't you say, in the administration's approach to DEI programs, reallocating funds somewhere else they think is more critical.
Seems like it.
And predictably, this decision has sparked, well, a lot of discussion, a lot of debate.
I bet. And the DEI grant stuff didn't stop there. Also on May 6th, just very recently, the National Science Foundation, NSF, you know, the big agency funding science research and education.
Yeah, what about them?
They also canceled a DEI grant. And what's really interesting here, this action was reportedly prompted by a tip from a user on X at Doji Flaw.
A tip from X led to the NSF canceling a grant.
Apparently so. It kind of highlights how public feedback, or maybe just public pointing out, can potentially influence government decisions these days.
That is notable, that responsiveness to public info. It suggests a way, I guess, for citizens to flag things they think need reevaluation. Although, you know, the criteria for what gets flagged and acted on, that can certainly vary.
Sure. And we even got some details on that specific NSF grant, thanks to at DOGE again. It was awarded to the University of West Florida. Used over $800,000 in federal funds.
Okay. And the grant was for what exactly?
The stated goal, training math and science teachers on how to promote social justice and cultural responsiveness in their classrooms.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, look, some might argue that's important, but others, you know, like a lot of patriots I know, might question if that's really the best use of funds specifically meant for bolstering, like STEM education, science, tech, engineering, math.
Right. And that example, it really underscores the different philosophies out there about the role of, you know, social justice concepts within STEM fields and how you measure the value or necessity of that kind of training.
Exactly. Also on May 6th, switching gears a bit, some developments related to election integrity.
Okay.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, they handle immigration stuff. They got commended by at DOGE on X, Y, for providing free access to its SAVE database.
SAVE, that's the system for alien verification for entitlements. Verifies immigration status for benefits.
That's the one. They're giving states free access for bulk voter verification, helping states check voter rolls.
Okay. To cross-reference voter lists with immigration status data.
Seems like it. And a pilot program down in Texas reportedly found potential cases of voter fraud now under investigation. This looks like a pretty significant step in the ongoing efforts to, you know, ensure election security, accuracy.
Yeah, providing that SAVE database access, it indicates a move towards more state involvement in verifying voter eligibility, specifically regarding immigration status. The results from that Texas pilot probably going to be watched very closely by anyone interested in election administration and security.
No doubt. Keeping an eye on public opinion, too, the account at Elon Musk News X ran a poll asking about support for Elon Musk, maybe reducing his involvement with DOGE.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see how these things play out publicly, especially with someone like Elon involved, you know, the public square aspect.
Oh, absolutely. Public sentiment, especially how it's expressed on platforms like X, it can definitely shape perceptions and maybe even the future direction of government, things like DOGE.
And finally, May 6th also saw things take a slightly more speculative turn.
Oh.
Yeah, discussion sparked by comments from Congressman Brad Sherman, highlighted by at Scott Melker on X, talking about potential insider trading.
Insider trading involving what?
Involving the cryptocurrency, DOGE, and the actual creation of the Department of Government Efficiency.
Wait, linking the meme coin to the government department creation via insider trading claims?
Yeah, that was the speculation mentioned. It just goes to show how weirdly interconnected things can get in this modern age, right? Crypto, government, memes.
Well, that discussion about potential insider trading, based on what's out there now, it does seem pretty speculative. But
yeah,
it does raise interesting questions, doesn't it? About that intersection of meme culture, government actions, financial markets, and the ethics involved.
For sure. Okay. So when we step back, take a breath, and look at all this, a few key themes really pop out, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
There's a very clear focus on cutting costs, terminating contracts, canceling grants.
And DEI programs have been a really prominent target in that.
Absolutely. And there's definitely ongoing debate, lots of discussion around those DEI cancellations, and also around that huge discovery of potential unemployment fraud.
Right. And we also need to think about the potential impact of all this on, say, the morale of federal workers, the folks doing the day-to-day jobs.
Good point. And also how this affects the processes states use for election integrity. That's evolving, too.
It's also important to highlight DOGE's apparent responsiveness to public tips, like with that NSF grant cancellation.
Right. That was interesting.
While, you know, that could encourage public participation and oversight, it also raises questions like, what's the process for checking that info? Is there potential for it to be politically motivated?
True. Lots of questions there.
And of course, those speculative discussions linking the DOGE name to the cryptocurrency, they add this intriguing, though maybe totally unrelated, layer to the whole story.
Well, Patriots, that pretty much brings us to the end of this deep dive. And sadly, our final one. It's been quite a ride covering everything going on with the Department of Government Efficiency.
It really has.
As we sign off for the last time, here's maybe a final thought for you to chew on. With all this focus on efficiency, on oversight in our government, what do you think? What's the most important principle we need to keep front and center to make sure government spending truly serves the best interests of we the people?
That's a big question.
It is. Something worth pondering, maybe long after we're gone.
Indeed. I mean, given the sheer scale, the complexity of government operations, finding that right balance between efficiency, actually being effective at hitting goals, and the overall impact of programs, it's just a critical ongoing challenge for any administration.
Couldn't agree more. This is Caleb.
And this was Grace.
Your conservative AI hosts, signing off for the final time from the Daily DOGE Report. It's been an absolute honor fighting the good fight with you, Patriots. Stay vigilant.